CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. New York State runs New York State elections locally and nationally. That is the predicate to understand two or three strange events in New York State over these last months. One, the name George Santos, now represented part of Long Island, the 3rd Congressional District in Congress, now much on the media, including international media, admitting to the fact that he falsified much of his biography, much of it. I welcome Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist, a senior editor at The City, an online journal, to help me understand how Mr. Santos, whom I've only ever seen once on television, and it was a sad display of a man who was not listening, how Mr. Santos not only gained this office without New York State supervision, but also that the state can't protect itself from a man who is a falsifier and admits to being a falsifier. Harry, a very good evening to you. The details of Santos, born in 1988, are sad. Question is, can the governor, can the state legislature defend us from a fraud? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John. So, look, the short answer is absolutely not. We have all of these nominal protections in law and in practice with how candidates are nominated by political parties. The Republican Party in Long Island, mostly in this case, his district has Long Island, part of Queens in it. But, you know, there's no constitution. There's no provision in the Constitution, the federal one or the New York State one, where this guy told absolutely terrible lies. Nothing in his biography checked out. All of his money seems to be a fraud, and we don't know where it came from. His treasurers keep quitting, denying they're his treasurers or meaning people don't exist. Just this incredible run of lies. In Washington, Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who has a slim majority, had to beg and grovel for to get Republicans on board with him, isn't going to do anything. He actually put Santos on committees. Santos says he's voluntarily stepped away from the committees to avoid becoming a distraction as he does his, I'm a liar, but I wasn't lying to the people, you know, absolutely ridiculous, pathological press tour. And the result is we're stuck and the Republican Party is stuck with this humiliation, this embarrassment, this fraud, this liar, this person who 80% of the voters in his district say they wish he wasn't there. We have two Democratic members of Congress, Richie Torres of the Bronx, a guy who came up in the projects, and Daniel Goldman of Brooklyn and Manhattan, an heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, who have joined forces to sort of ride Santos on social media to introduce legislation that could potentially boot him. But that's not the job either. I mean, the threshold for kicking a member out of Congress, as opposed to a party punishing them on its own terms, is basically treason. It's not this person is an unrepentant liar. And of course, this guy clears any reasonable threshold, but any law that would apply to him would become a slippery and dangerous slope. Very obviously. In the meantime, you have a state where the Democrats in the state legislature, the reason Akeem Jeffries is not speaker and Kevin McCarthy is the Democrats in Albany got so greedy in drawing up new maps that were meant to protect their incumbents and punish Republicans that the state judges threw them out and a special master was appointed who drew actually competitive districts, which is why New York had so many losses here in a year where the predicted red wave did not appear. The same Democrats responsible for that, including Mike Gennaris, is the number two guy in the state Senate. They're the same ones who just said that they could reject from a committee vote the governor's nominee to run the state court system, which plainly in the state constitution they can't do. And so they messed around again. And then they found out again from a judge, even after having a floor vote to try to make the case moot. No, you can't just do that. The Democratic Party doesn't control this. You have to have a full vote. And so we've had all these attempts from members of both party in different registers to short circuit what democratic process we have in an increasingly politically dysfunctional state. And obviously, Santos is both unique and his own liar, who is not anybody else's responsibility, but also a sign of how out of hand and out of control our politics are, just as many people said about Donald Trump during his rise. As somebody who'd been vetted here, caught doing all sorts of filthy things and never quite brought to any sort of terms, where he couldn't just keep advancing and keep BSing his way through, which seems to be the George Santos plan as well. He's already caught. He's already humiliated. He's openly, plainly, a liar and a joke and a fraud. And he's saying, like, maybe if I just do enough press interviews, I have all this attention focused on me, something good will come of it. And by the way, that play worked pretty well outside of New York for Marjorie Taylor Greene, who made herself increasingly absurd and paranoid, raised obscene amounts of money, real money from actual people, unlike George Santos's money, in the course of doing that, and then came around to helping McCarthy and is now in a position of real power, having turned her freak show Q rating into actual political juice, which plainly is where Santos would like to end up. And if not that, at least with the pension in some way of getting paid off in exchange for all this public humiliation, not that I think he's capable of actually being humiliated in the future.
The governor cannot defend us. That's what I'm learning from you. No one thought through this, or it has been inconvenient. I mean, this is the home of Tammany Hall in the 19th and 20th century. I understand rules have been made to be broken. So I'm learning from you, there is no defense. Now, the other story that we've been telling for some time, and we'll tell it quickly, is that the apportionment map of New York State was judged so partisan that it had to be redrawn. And that led to the success of the Republican Party in a dominantly blue state. The success is probably the explanation for the Republican majority. Is anyone in future going to address that problem as well? Can we be defended by the Albany from rank partisanship in apportioning the census?
In practice, John, absolutely not. And the reason why is the state Senate, which Republicans have controlled for 60 years, more or less, straight through 2018, sometimes with weird power sharing arrangements. But in effect, this had been the one consistently Republican counterbalance in New York. They kept their supermajority in the same election where Democrats lost a series of winnable House districts, should have won House districts, and quite probably cost Hakeem Jeffries the speakership with
yes,
them.
Yes, I agree.
The Democrats in Albany who set that up are anything but chastened. They have not paid any political price to this point for their actions. This is why they were comfortable saying we can reject the governor's court nominee with just the committee vote. They feel that they are in a politically powerful position, and that the electorate, partly because of a lot of, low turnout primaries and seats that are not competitive in general elections, has not turned on them. They have not paid any price for their missteps, and consequently don't see any reason to shift their behavior. I will say that for all the things you can blame Kathy Hochul for a year and a half into her time as governor, the George Santos is a liar, and that those lies did not come out until after the election, and starting with reporting, very good reporting in the New York Times, saying, wait a minute, nothing is checking out. My understanding is they were planning to do a regular, this guy just won profile. And then just when they were doing basic 101 fact checking, like, oh, you graduated from Baruch, we're on the volleyball team.
You've got 30 seconds, Harry, go ahead.
That absolutely none of this checked out. And that's not something I can place on Kathy Hochul or the New York political establishment. Unrepentant lying. People who simply don't care. They're very complicated to deal with in a democracy where you have to accept the results of elections and you can't just run them back.
The irony is that New York State, the dominant empire state, is without defenses from a fraud. Harry Siegel, the New York Daily News, The City, an online journal. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.